The following programming is sponsored by Father James N. Drucker. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Tin Hut present Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Rock and Roll Reveille is a sole production of Father Jim Drucker's Drucker Music Publishing, Broadcast Music Incorporated.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's always great to be on the radio in Philadelphia, my hometown, K&A, where I walked, rather, I ran the streets of Kensington, Allegheny. And I have some sad news as we begin our show today with the famous and legendary Tommy McCarthy. What a blessing to have Tommy with us today. But I'd like to mention that a very, very close and dear friend of mine who is from New York was a massive, legendary disc jockey countrywide. He was on WBZ. And the voice you just heard that you should salute from a kneeling position was the voice of my dear friend, Dick Summer, a blessed memory. Now, when I was at Emerson College with the Fonz, Tommy, I went to school with Henry Winkler and Vinnie DeBona, who did MacGyver and so forth. When I was there, I realized that BZ was a great station, 35 stations. Dick Summer had worked in Indianapolis, Indiana. And while he was there, he heard the signal from BZ in Indiana as clear as his station. He said, wow, I want to get a job there. So he sent tapes for a year to Al Hickok, the program director. And eventually Hickok gave in like the judge in the Bible, the persistent person persisting. And he won, he got it. And they stuck him on an all-night show, which was the best thing in the world because Dick Summer is truly a legend. I called him the poet laureate of radio. And I'd like to give my love and blessings to him now because the airwaves never die. I was taught this at Emerson College. On real radio now. I'm not talking podcasts and XM and all this stuff. Real radio. The signal actually skips and goes in the ionosphere and just is up there. Never gets lost. So Dick Summer, I love you. Everybody, I want you to get on the mics. Tommy McCarthy, George, and Billy, Doc Savick, and Janine. Tell Dick Summer how much we love him.
We love you, Dick.
We love you,
Dick. We love you, Dick Summer. That's gone way up into the clouds.
We love you, brother.
And God bless you. More, and let's bring up the same promo and the intro of the song, and then we're going to start our show.
Tin Hut present Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Welcome to Philadelphia's new show of doo-wop music and the caring of our military veterans, especially here in Philadelphia and the Delaware Valley area. Our show will feature doo-wop music and celebrity recording artists live in studio and by phone. Heard here on Saturdays at 4 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, simulcast heard on WPEN FM 97.5 HD2.
You know I can't be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. But don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of rock and roll, it's trivia time on Oldies 98 with Tommy McCarthy for Holiday on Street Corner Sunday. I have a copy from Collectibles Records of the Five Satins' greatest hits on CD. All those fabulous recordings on compact disc. Could be yours if you're my first correct caller after caller number 15 at 1-800-942-8998. You know, Fred Parris and the Five Satins had tons of big records, but their biggest record, In the Still of the Night, hit the national Billboard charts in what year? I'll give you a choice. Was it 1955, 1956, or 1957. What year did In the Still of the Night by the Five Satins?
Love you gone from me and left behind so many memories. Here's your old friendship ring. I can't wear no more. Here's your old love letters.
Back on the radio on this Saturday afternoon, a rock and roll reveille. Father Jim Drucker, Philadelphia's doo-wop priest. And I'd like to introduce right now Tommy McCarthy. And Tommy is a famous disc jockey for my hometown. I don't like you, Tommy.
Yeah, really?
You took the job that I should have.
You didn't line for that.
I should have been on the air on Philadelphia. I'm telling you, I'm upset at you, dude.
Well, I'll tell you. It's a lot of door knocking that got me there. I can tell you that.
I'm sure you could tell me that as yeah. well as I could tell you that. But everyone say hello to everyone in the air. Janine?
Hello, everybody. How you doing today?
Doc Savicki.
Hello, my friends.
And Billy Carlucci.
Maybe you'll be there.
That's it. And that's our theme song of the show. And, of course, Tommy McCarthy. Now, in the meantime, we have the famous radio's best friend, Art Volo, who is on the air with us now. Art, would you chime in on here on WWDBAM 860?
Yeah, and you got to know how to pronounce your W's correctly. When you got two in a row, you don't go W.
That'll be 10 Our Fathers and 10 Hail Marys, sir.
You're the best, Father Jim. I swear to God, you really are. I shouldn't swear to God, but you know what I mean.
That's right, a big hit record by Frankie Valli. Why not?
That's right. He did have a song called Swearing to God.
That's why I made it to 90 years old.
Yeah, but that's right. Yeah. Yeah, I just put a card in the mail to Barbara, his wife, today. I'm hoping that the P.O. Box address that I have up in Massachusetts is still correct and that she gets the card. I did get the news in all the radio trades about his passing because all the way back to when Murray the K and B. Mitchell Reed in New York passed away many years ago, I said to myself, boy, there was not much coverage of their death, and I wanted to make sure that never happened again. So when notable people die, I want to make sure they get their last hurrah.
And of course, artist speaking of Dick Summer, whom we just mentioned before, and by the way, Dick was also on OutsideFM.com, T. Morgan Show, and he's going to continue to play Dick Summer's shows and to perpetuate.
That's great.
He promised Dick he would do that. But anyway, Art, why don't you chime in about WOGL? Remember I asked you to check on the OGL radio?
Well, you mean Woggle?
Yes.
98.1?
Woggle. We called it Woggle. That's right.
Woggle. Okay. Well, I call UCLA close, so what can I say? But, no, it's I go all the way back to when it was Hot Hits, WCAU. And but I have some priceless video of Harvey Holiday and High Lit. On that radio station, I also was able back in 1993 to get video of Joe Niagara and Jerry Stevens, both at WPEN. This Wibby's is priceless
people.
Stuff.
Wibby's personalities, great people.
Yes, absolutely. You know, when they were at WIBG, that was BV, as we say, before video. I mean, there were no home video cameras at that time. But I remember coming over from the Jersey Shore. And in one day, I got all these Philadelphia legends on video. And
well,
I
listen, so you gotta come again. We'll invite Tommy back again, and you record all of us.
I want to get video. I want to get a video of your show. I also got the Geeter, Jerry Blavitt.
God rest his soul.
And the late WPGR back in the day. And I was saying to you just the other day, any DJ that can have a eulogy from Dionne Warwick preceded by Jim Gardner of Channel 6. Yeah. Mm. I mean, and in a basilica, not a chapel, not a church, a freaking basilica. That's very impressive. Very impressive. So, OGL has got a great heritage, you know, and a lot of great radio personalities.
Art has been wonderful having you on the air. Listen, stay tuned. And call in again, and I know you're in a hurry to get going. So God bless you. I love you, and remember to listen to what station?
WWDB.
Not bad. Your W's are pretty good.
They're very good. Are you kidding me?
And now listen.
You have a wonderful show. I'm going to stay tuned for the whole show.
We're going to start right now with the theme song of Tommy McCarthy. We're going to flashback in time to WOGL, ladies and gentlemen, and Tommy McCarthy.
Here we are, back in time with Music and Rhyme with Tommy McCarthy on 98.1 WOGL, where all the good songs have gone. Music out of my treasure chest of oldies, where the hits just keep on coming.
Billy Carlucci, you're a good friend of Tommy McCarthy. It's so good to have you here with us every week. I love you dearly. 65 years of friendship.
And I love Tommy, and I love you. I love everybody here. What a great blessing we have here. You know, I remember, Tommy, you lived in Philadelphia. My dear friend, you worked with so many radio stations, WNVB, AM, and FM in the Millville.
Yep, that was my first one.
Did you like that one?
Way back then.
You must have liked that one.
Well, it got me in the door.
What year was that, Tommy?
For nobody else would. That was in the about 1972.
Wow. Yeah. I was just leaving Warm Radio and starting studies for priesthood.
Yep.
And then you were WRDVAM and WRDRFM in Hamilton,
right.
New Jersey.
What was that? I followed that. That was pretty good because every station felt like a step up towards getting into Philadelphia eventually.
The main market.
It's a good way to look at it.
Right.
What about WJJZ-AM, Mount Holly, New Jersey?
Yeah, Mount Holly. See, that was good because that was one of the first stations that I was on where the signal was somewhat heard in Philadelphia. So I figured sooner or later somebody was going to hear me and snatch me away.
I know. There's a lot of girls in Mount Holly also.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look at him. Hey.
What about WCAM, AM in Camden, New Jersey?
Well, that to me really made me feel like I really made it because... that's the station that both Hylett, when they started, Hylett at first was on WHAT-AM,
right.
And then he came to WCAM. But it's also the very first station that Jerry Blabbitt was on. So to me, I was sitting in the same chair, talking on the same microphone, using the same turntables that those two guys did back when they started. So I figured I am on my way because now I'm on, and I used to listen to them on that radio station, of course. So
I also was on that station with Danny the Juniors when Jerry Blabbitt took a break. He called us up to spin records. And Danny said, what are we going to do? We're going to spin records.
Yep.
How are we going to do it? You put the record on and watch it go around and say what it is.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. But that was, to me, was a big thing because, and then up, it was on the 18th floor of City Hall in Camden. So that station was carried in Philadelphia because, as I said, that was a springboard for both the Hylett before he went to Wibbage and Jerry before he got his TV show and moved on to WHAT and blossomed as he did. So when I got to sit in that same chair and operate that same microphone and the same turntables, to me, that was like, that was the beginning of me thinking I may get somewhere.
You were in radio heaven.
Yes,
you were thinking properly. You really were.
I was.
What about WMIDAM?
Well, that was
WGRFM. In Atlantic City,
right.
New Jersey.
Now, here's the great thing about that station. At the time, those stations were owned by Merv Griffin. The WGRF FM was for Griffin. That's where the call letters came from, the GRF.
How about that?
And MID, of course, was a legendary. It was a top 40 radio station in Atlantic City. It really, the format was the same as WABC in New York or WIBG in Philadelphia. It was a top 40 rocking station. So that was another... like I said, springboard station to moving ahead.
Well,
Tommy, I was program director of WBAX.
Okay.
AM in Wilkes-Barre. Murphy just bought the station. Was one of the, in the day, it was the 21 rule. 7 a.m., 7 FM,
right. Okay.
And 7 TV. So I was program director of a Merv Griffin station. It was wonderful. And I remember Gary Levine. You were after Gary Levine, weren't you?
No. Gary.
Lane. Lane was his air name.
Yes, that was his air name. He's the one who actually hired me.
Oh, how about that?
Yes,
he was PD, program director?
Yes, he was the program director. And he left. Okay, so that was 1970, like 6 or 7. And so he hires me, and I get on the air. And about 6 months later, he leaves because the casinos had just started opening. And he got offered a big job to be a maitre d' at resorts. So he left radio to get into the casino business. And as far as I know, that's where he stayed forever. But he was great. Yeah, he's the guy who hired me at WMID in Atlantic City.
Now, also, one of my friends I worked with at Warm was Stephen Allen Scott, Steve Boom Boom Cannon, famous from Ohio. He worked there for a while. Steve Rosenberg. Did you know him at all?
No.
I think it was before you.
He was not there at the same time that I was there, no. He must have been there at a different... A lot of guys went through that radio station.
It's Atlantic City.
It was.
And this was B.C. before casinos.
Right, exactly. It was before casinos. I'm going to tell you a funny story about that.
Please.
Before casinos. So how I got into Philadelphia from that radio station. I'm on the air on so during the week, I was on WMID AM doing afternoon drive, top 40 radio. And then on Sunday nights from 6 o'clock to midnight on WGRF, the FM station, I did the original Tommy McCarthy Treasure Chest of Oldies show, where all the good songs have gone.
Which
from
later
6
you
to
took
midnight.
To QVC.
I did. So now this is before cell phones and all of that.
Of course.
So I'm going to make this a short version, the 45 version, not the 12-inch disco version. But so anyhow, I'm on the air on a Sunday night, and I had been on for, I don't know, 6 months or so. And one night on the request line, I get a call from a guy named Tony Mann. Tony Mann was one of the WFIL boss jocks.
Oh, wow.
After they had all left AM, they had gone to country, that station. They all moved over to WSNI. Jim Nettleton was there.
Great
Dan
job.
Donovan
Great
was there. And Tony Mann was the operations director of the FM, WSNI. Okay?
Right.
They were all there, all former WFIL boss jocks.
Right.
So he calls me one day from a payphone from a casino. Like I said, it's way before. This is 1980. So he calls me from a payphone, and he says, you know, I come down to Atlantic City on Sunday nights. I like to gamble. And when I lose the Philadelphia stations, I was, you know, turning down the dial, and I found you on Sunday nights, and I've been listening for about 3 or 4 weeks so coming down. He says, I have a proposal for you. He says, we just hired High Lit to be on our AM station, WPGR. Actually, it was still WRCP at the time.
Right.
They hadn't changed the call letters to PGR yet.
Right.
He says, and I'm looking for some young talent to work with High Lit, people who are knowledgeable. High's going to be our keystone. He's the star of the station. But I need some young guys who know the music. And I've been listening to you over a number of Sunday nights with your Treasure Chest of Oldies show. Would you be interested in coming to Philadelphia to work with High Lit?
Wow.
And that's how. And I came in for an interview, and that's how I got the job.
Wow, that's great. That's a great story. That's a true story.
That's an absolute
fantastic
true story.
Yeah. I remember seeing the window.
Yeah, right.
Well, Tommy,
we were in this building down on the corner, down here on the basement floor of One Bala Plaza.
Well, back in the early 60s, I ran the record hops for WYBG with Larry Justice, High Lit, Joe Niagara.
Mm-hmm.
All of them was phenomenal. George Gilbert and Buzzy Curtis ran those hops.
Buzz Curtis, Post Records.
I was very close to Buzzy. He just passed away, a blessed memory. We love you, Buzzy. And I ran the hops. It was wonderful. In Pottstown and the Phoenixville Armory. Billy, some more radio stations.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go through WRCP AM and WPGR AM and WSNI FM Philadelphia.
Right, that's the two I just mentioned. That's how I got hired to get there.
Ain't that something?
From WMID in Atlantic City, yes.
Wow, that's great. WIOQ FM Philadelphia.
Right. Now, they had switched to an oldie station. They were called Solid Gold 102. And when they did that, this was prior to WOGL was not oldies yet. IOQ decided they wanted to go oldies.
Wow.
Okay? And they said they wanted the quote-unquote second generation of disc jockeys. They hired me. They hired Harvey Holiday, Mike St. John, Tony Randall, and that's who I can think of right now. Okay, so because we were established in the club scene here in Philadelphia and on radio as the second generation after Jerry Blavitt, after High Lit, after Joe Niagara, the next generation of guys coming up. So that's the station they wanted to put together. So they did, and I went there, Harvey went there, Mike St. John went there. So we were there about 6 weeks, and then one by one we got hired away from there to go to WOGL 98.1.
Wow.
So that's how that happened, because when OGL first flipped to oldies, they kept their quote-unquote boss jocks from the hot hits days, their hot hits jocks, right? And a lot of those guys just were not oldies jocks. They didn't know the music. They didn't know Philadelphia, where all of us knew Philadelphia, and Philadelphia knew us from being out doing nightclubs, doing whatever. I did weddings, bar mitzvahs, you name it. I was doing that on the side, aside from radio. So one by one, Scott Walker, the program director, hired all of us over there. Of course, High Lit was the first one to go. They hired him first because, of course, they wanted the big name to start this thing. And one by one, they plucked us away, Don Cannon, and one by one, we all wound up over there.
That was a good move.
And I was there for 26 years.
It was a great station. You guys did good on that
without
station.
Without a doubt. Oh, yeah. We were number one for a long, long time until, you know, things changed. When I first got there, we were playing music from the 50s and the 60s, but only till about 1967. We weren't even through the full 60s yet.
Wow.
So one by one, then I became music director, and one by one, I would step it up, adding a year, taking off a year, add a year, take off a year, until when I retired in 2016. We were, of course, into the 1980s by that time, and we were still an oldies station, but we stopped the 50s altogether, other than a doo-wop show on Sunday night, and it was 70s and 80s, basically.
Was that a CBS station?
Yeah, we were owned by CBS Radio. Yeah, that was a great gig, 26
years.
What
shift were you on, 7 to midnight?
No, I worked 10 to midnight at a time, and then I would do a voice tracking and overnight show, And then I was in the office all day programming the radio station.
Yeah.
I had to be in the station. And then whenever Harvey Holiday took off on Sunday nights, I would do his doo-wop show on Sunday nights.
Now, every guest on our show, I always ask them to pick their music. So, Tommy, you picked this song. Talk a little bit about the song, and I want you to intro the song by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
Okay. Well, this is what I call a backseat memory. Back in those days when we would go to the record hops, and after the record hop, we'd go to a drive-in movie maybe, and, you know, you're with your girlfriend, and the ballads would come on the radio. And so I always call this a backseat memory, but it's the Crown Prince of Rock and Roll, Frankie Lyman and his Teenagers.
Woo! I couldn't interrupt the voice of Frankie Lyman. Come on, I'd be drummed out of the radio corps. Anyway, we have on the air with us now from California a gentleman known to music people of the world, not just Philadelphia. He wrote At the Hop. He wrote 1-2-3 with Lynn Barry. He wrote a lot of things for Billy Carlucci. He produced Billy Carlucci. He's a good friend of Billy's and Tommy McCarthy. And we're going to introduce now on the air on WWDB on Rock and Roll Reveille, Johnny Madere. We love you. Chime in with your thoughts.
Rock and roll is here to stay if we'll never die.
You can rock it. You can roll it. Do stop and stroll. Do the bop.
Up, bop, bop, chew up.
You left me standing at the dance alone.
That was the great Billy Carlucci.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny, this is Tommy McCarthy. The last time I got to see you in person was when you were in Philadelphia when you guys got the on the Walk of Fame. You got the plaque on the Walk of Fame on Broad Street, and they had the dinner and the luncheon after that over at the, I think at the Bellevue Stratford that day. In fact, there's a picture with you, me, Dave White, and Billy Carlucci. I got the four of us together in a picture in my file. Yeah.
I'd love to have that.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. I'm sure Billy has it.
I'll send it to you over the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great memories. Those are great memories. And, David was still alive, and that was a real special time.
Oh, yeah.
To see all my friends, and Leon Huff was there, and people that we were working with all the years that... I think it started about 1961. Am I right? About right, Billy? About 1961.
1961. Yeah.
Yeah, those early years were fantastic. Yeah, we were scuffling, making records, running here, running there.
Never stopped.
No, it never stopped.
Moving.
And then not only did we do the records, but we were going to the record hops. We were taking the artists to the record hops, and it was an exciting era.
Yeah.
And did you know that you were going to have hit records? No way. Hey, you went into the studio and you did your best, and you came up with good ideas, and the fact that they became hits was a blessing. It was a real blessing. Yeah, I treasure those years. All those early years were the best.
Johnny, I want you to hang on the air on the air with us. We have no cough button here, obviously, or if you're from Philly, a cough button. So I'd like you to hang in the rafters there with us. You'll be part of the show for the rest of the show. In the meantime, Dr. Savica, our psychologist, United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, retired, who is the head of the, I don't know if you know this world, but Doc is also the senior psychologist for the state of New Jersey prison system. Hmm. So, Doc.
Well,
am I under arrest?
Yes.
I do want to talk to Tommy for a moment. Sure. Tommy, Father Jim told me that was one of your favorite groups, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, please share with us your tour of duty in Vietnam as a sergeant from 1966 to 1970, my friend.
Right. The entire 1969, of course, I was in for 4 years, but one year was in Vietnam because I was all over the place. But I was at Cameron Bay and in Tui Hoa, and I was in the Air Force, so I flew in the Huey helicopters, and we flew over a lot of sites where there were skirmishes under there. And if you can picture in your mind, I'm sure you can, the Huey helicopters. For those who don't know, there's no doors on. The doors are wide open
because they have a gunner.
So the gunner, and I'm sitting in the seats. I have pictures.
M60.
Sitting behind the, I was not a gunner because I was a fuel system specialist. I was there in case something mechanically went wrong with the helicopter. But I sat right behind the gunner, and I've got these pictures. And in those days, I just had a Kodak Instamatic camera. I didn't have a really fancy camera. But I've got pictures where I'm hanging out the door. You can see, like, my boot hanging out the door, and I'm taking pictures of the war we used to kid. You know, here's the thing about that. When I was only 19 years old.
Wow.
So when you're over there, you know, you think you're going to live forever. We know. I remember on some missions we went on, and we would drop off some Green Beret to go out and do their missions. And you dropped them off at point A, and you were supposed to pick them up at point B in, say, 6 hours. Everybody, the old, like you'd see in the movies, they
synchronize
your watches and all that. And you would come back exactly at that time, and you had to come in, and you had to hit that point and get out, because if the VC saw you, you were going to get shot down, and that could happen anyhow. So you didn't wait for them. You didn't say, well, we'll give them another 10 minutes. That was the deal. So there were times we went down and we would drop them off in groups of 12. Normally, mm-hmm. you were 12 mm-hmm. in a command.
Right.
And when we came back to pick them up, sometimes all 12 came back and sometimes they didn't. And you knew the reason the ones who didn't come back was because they were either captured or killed. So that was kind of the toughest part of me being in Vietnam at the time. Other than that, I was on the Air Force base all of the time. So there were some good times that we shared with camaraderie in the NCO club. I was a sergeant. You went to the NCO club. We even had entertainment over there. I saw the Bob Hope Christmas show.
Wow.
Christmas of 19... I'll tell you who was on the bill.
Go ahead.
It was the Christmas show of 1969. Of course, Bob Hope was on it. Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon.
Wow.
He had just been on the moon back in July.
Wow.
They had him on the show. They had Connie Stevens.
Remember
Connie Stevens?
Close friend of Tony Battella, the Letterman.
Yeah, she was married to...
Italian gal.
Yes, she was. She was married to Eddie Fisher. She was married to, I forget, a couple of other people.
Cookie,
but Eddie Fisher
Cookie, Lemmy, your comb.
Yeah, huh? And she
Edward
was
Burns.
On that hit record.
And she had 16...
16 candles.
No, 16 reasons.
Reasons, right, 16.
On Warner Brothers Records.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly, on the pink label. On
That's
the pink
right.
Warner Brothers label.
That's right.
But anyhow...
one groove.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So Connie Stevens was on it. A girl by the name of Teresa Graves. She was one of the quote unquote gold diggers on the Dean Martin show. She was one of the dancers on the Dean Martin television
sure.
show. They
mm-hmm.
were called the gold diggers.
Right,
so
that.
She came on, and then later she was on Laugh-In. She was one of the girls that they would paint their bodies with these kind of far out and all the crazy things, kooky or whatever.
They'd
they
always
wrote
come
it
in a close up on her. Sure.
Yeah, they would do that. Yeah. So she was on the thing. The orchestra was Les Brown and his Band of Renown.
Oh my God!
Remember them from the 40s and 50s?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Les Brown. And then we had, he had a Miss World was on. I don't remember her name. I think she was from Austria or somewhere like that. But she was on the bill. And then a juggling act and other things. But the main act, of course, everybody's excited about seeing Neil Armstrong because it was only like 5-6 months earlier he had landed on the moon. So that was like a big deal for that. So I got to see the Bob Hope Show.
Tommy, how about the music you listen to? What did you enjoy?
I like all kinds of music. I like everything from Bob Dylan to Frank Sinatra to Elvis Presley. I really like it all. I really do. Soft album rock, but I love doo-wop, of course. I love Street Corner Harmony. That was the music that I first bought as a kid, the stuff that inspired me to want to get into radio. I wanted to work at an oldies radio station because that was the music. It was like a drug to me, the music, the way I could absorb the information and the sounds and talking up records. It used to be exciting to hit what they call hit the post without looking at the FIL jocks, for instance. They all worked with stopwatches. They had an engineer that played their music. Where the stations I worked at, we all played our own music. We didn't have an engineer, mm-hmm. but the FIL jocks did. So they weren't touchy-feely with the records. So through the glass, the engineer who queued it up, he'd say, okay, you got 6 seconds on this one. You have 12 seconds on this one. So they're sitting there with their stopwatches where I couldn't get, to me, it was a feeling. It was right. You felt the music and you knew when to start and stop.
Well, Tommy, when I was at WABZ, they had a hot laboratory clock. Uh-huh. They just scan it for 20 seconds and you shut
really?
Up.
Okay.
You smack the record, man.
Yeah.
Now, listen, let's go on with more music, okay?
Sure.
And
let's
do it. This is a Philadelphia group and a group you know. I'd like you to introduce the next song.
Sure.
By Anthony and the Sophomores.
Oh, yeah. Anthony, what a sweet, sweet guy. I was at the benefit of not long before he passed. I'm sure Billy was there, too. We all us Philly guys were there because Anthony Maresca was like one of the most sweetest guys. And believe me, along with Johnny Maestro from the Crest, probably had the two most pure voices right from that era. Right, Billy? I'm sure Billy will agree with that.
That sound for records that we love.
Right. And this song, and you'll hear in the lyric of this song, he mentions about the Hall of Fame, and that's a tribute to the High Lit Sunday Night Show when he was on WIBG back in the 60s. His Sunday Night Show was called the High Lit Hall of Fame. So this song really is a tribute to the High Lit Sunday Night Show on Wibbage.
And Johnny Madera was one of the writers on that song.
Oh.
When those oldies play, we listen. Makes us start a reminiscing.
Where can she be tonight?
And that is Billy Carlucci and the Essentials, My Hero. And
everybody's
we have many
hero.
Heroes. And
everybody's
many
hero.
Times we deal with pain, but the pain is softened when we pray to God. And permit Father and I to share with you a psalm that brings us peace and may bring you peace as well. Psalms 61. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer.
From the end of the earth, I call to thee when my heart is faint.
Lead thou me to the rock that is higher than I.
For thou art my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy.
Let me dwell in thy tent forever. Oh, to be safe under the shelter of thy wings.
For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those who fear thy name.
Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations.
May he be enthroned forever before God. Bid steadfast love and faithfulness watch over him.
Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations.
So will I ever sing praises to thy name as I pay my vows day after day.
Amen and amen. If you need to talk, I may be reached at 856-278-4042. And like the song, I'll be there, we'll be there.
I know it's not the proper thing to do.
Spring will soon be gone.
You're close friends with the Golden Boys and have emceed many of their concerts. Please share your love for the Golden Boys, Frankie Avalon and Fabian and Bobby Rydell of blessed memory.
Oh, yeah. What great guys they are. The Golden Boys of Bandstand.
And you know, we have a surprise for Tommy McCarthy. We have Billy Terrell. We did a show with Billy about a month ago. So, Billy, chime in here on our wonderful show of Rock and Roll for Veterans, Rock and Roll Beverly. Billy Terrell. Along with Tommy McCarthy of WOGL fame. Billy?
Hello, Billy.
Oh, hi. This is really a great show. I'm enjoying it very much. And, Tommy, may I extend my deepest condolences to you. I was very saddened to hear about the loss of your wife.
And we all
thank
add
you
to
so
that
much.
As well, by the way.
Thank you, Billy.
All of us.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that.
It's really terrible.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, didn't you and I do a benefit together for Haiti with Dan, our dear friend Dan Wheeler from QVC? Were you there for that?
Oh, yeah.
You remember doing that?
Sure.
That was about 10 years ago, so I know it was quite a while ago.
Yeah, time moves on, man.
I think that's when we first met, to be honest with you. I believe we first met there.
I think we did at that benefit, yeah, because I did a lot with QVC starting in 1996.
Right.
We met some of those guys at a business luncheon. Joe Tarsi and I, who were partners at Sigma, we had a production company together.
Right.
And they plugged into us, and we started doing stuff on QVC, and it was just tremendously successful. And I stayed in touch with Dan Wheeler and Doe Meyer and a lot of the guys. Actually, we did in 1998, we did a, actually, was it 98 or 90, it was 97, we did a Christmas album with all the QVC hosts.
I remember you doing that. I didn't start there because I worked at QVC from 2000 to 2014. Remember, I was their music guy, selling all the doo-wop box sets and Frank Sinatra and Elvis and the special plaques and the gold records and the Michael Jackson DVDs when he passed away. But I thought that, because didn't you produce the disco version of Venus for Frankie Avalon?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, that was in 1975.
Yeah. Such a great version you did of that.
And it was a resurgence of his new career.
Of his career. Between that and getting the part in the movie Grease, I mean, that really, well, you know.
He credits me with that. And interestingly, what I'm doing right now, see, in 1959, I graduated grammar school in Belmar, New Jersey at the Shore. And in my autograph book, I wrote my favorite song was Venus by Frankie Avalon. And then in 1975, the Light Records called me and said that some people wanted them to help Frankie, and they didn't think that I would say sign him, and I said sign him, and they said, what the devil are you going to do? I says, I'll figure it out. And the disco thing was starting to come in,
right?
And I had produced Benny Troy in a record in May called I Want to Give You Tomorrow, which is still a classic. And the drummer on the date, Alan Schwartzberg, as we're running the song down, he had this open hi-hat feel in certain portions of the song. And I said, Alan, you know what? Keep that going through the whole song. And I don't want to take too much credit for it, but after that, that was the disco trademark for many, many, many records.
Oh, yeah,
so,
without a doubt.
So goes the life of a record producer like Billy Carlucci. Billy's going to continue. Billy, thank you for being on the air with us and chiming in with Tommy McCarthy of OGL Radio FM. Billy.
Go ahead, Billy. You know, Fabian, I worked with Fabian a lot in Las Vegas.
Right.
He was a very great entertainer.
Yeah.
He opened the show. He was the MC.
Right.
And all his records are really good. Here's one I really love.
Hey, lump of sugar, you look kind of sweet. Cuter than a baby walking down the street. When I look into your eyes, I want to leave. I can't conceal that you make me feel like a tiger. Ooh, like a tiger. Ooh, just to see you smile really drives me. Go flying through the air. When I get you in my arms, you better beware. I go insane, cause I can't be tame like a tiger. Ooh, like a tiger. Ooh, just to see you smile nearly drives me up. I wanna growl. Wow. You keep my heart jumping like a candy, floating like an onion in a bowl of stew. Baby, every time you come, I run like an antelope to get you. I'm your tiger and you're my mate. Hurry up, buttercup, and don't be late. I might get mad if I have to wait. Come right now, cause I'm on the ground like a tiger. Ooh, like a tiger. Ooh, just to see you smile, really drive. Every time you come to me, I run like an antelope to get to you. I'm your tiger and you're my mate. Hurry up, buttercup, and don't be late. I might get mad if I have to wait. Come right now, cause I'm on the ground.
Well,
we're on a tight schedule today. We're having such a great time. This should be a three-hour show. Maybe God will provide that it will take place for 3 hours in the future. But I'd like to introduce a Vietnam veteran, George Carazia. He is the DAV Post Commander, Chapter 74, Freehold, New Jersey. He's going to talk about his mission with service dogs. He's going to be on the air with us in about 3 or 4 weeks to do a show, a complete show. Georgie, get into the mic. Get tight, tight. Pull it up.
Well, I tell you, this is quite a surprise because I thought it was going to be me and the good father, but right now I feel like Dick Clark and American Bandstand, and it's incredible. And I've never had so much fun.
Talk about your mission.
Anyway, I was a combat infantry soldier. Like Tommy said, he was on helicopters, and I was one of his clients because I was with the first cab, Air Mobile. Oh. And I understand exactly what those doors open.
What a show. What a
anyway, show. Look, when you come back.
Veterans, we love you.
When you come back for more, look, you're not the same.
888-329-3306. Go ahead, keep talking, Georgie. 888-329-3306. Keep talking. I'm the moderator here.
There's a party going on here, let me tell you. Anyway, the seriousness is when you come home for more, look, things are not the same. You're not the same. And you wind up going to the VA. They give you medications for your anxiety, your depression, and you don't know where the hell you are up or down. And so you struggle,
amen,
and you find out you have post-traumatic stress disorder. Today, there are 22 a day of veterans that are committing suicide. Suicide because they come home from war and they bring the war back with them. And, you know, these numbers of 22 a day, you don't see those numbers on the battlefield. And the question is, where's the war? Is it here in our country or overseas?
Now, you have a special mission by having raised over $1 million for service dogs for special veterans with PTSD. Share that with you. Then we're going to go on with more music on WWDB, Rock and Roll Reveille.
The program I'm involved with is called the AHEPA Service Dog for Warriors. And we raise money for a service dog. A service dog, the price of a dog is $5,000. And first to understand that a service dog is not a pet. You have to consider it to be a medical, a dog that's considered to be a medical instrument, helping veterans getting the second life together again, getting them to get their families together again and get their life back together.
Georgie, before you go on, is there a phone number they can reach you in case they're interested in you helping them?
Okay. My number is 732-610-6622.
One more time.
732-610-6622. If you feel you want to be a part of this, you want to donate money, and we are here to help our veterans.
And Georgie will be on with us in the month of June, so we give thanks for the blessings that George has given to his veterans, a brother veteran. We have a lot of veterans there. Doc, Tommy, Georgie, I was a Vietnam era veteran, and I was in Desert Storm as a chaplain captain. Although we have a ranking officer, Doc Savick, and of course Billy Carlucci as well. But you know, one of the favorite groups I have in Philadelphia, we're going to go on with this song from Jamie Records, owned by Harold Lipschitz, and it's a group called the 4Js and Junior Perillo.
That's right. They are the guys who are in the background. That song we just played, Tiger. They were the background. They were called the Forevers in those days.
Right. And they sang the 4Js.
Right. But that was when they went out on their own. But they were the four lovers. Or no, the four. I just lost what I said. Anyhow, they backed up Fabian on all his records. That's the background group you hear on all of Fabian's records. Right, Billy Carlucci? Yes, you remember that.
Yeah, the Junior told me a lot of stories about it.
Here and my mama, here and my mama. Oh, here and my mama.
Next week, we have as our guest Gordon Boker, and Gordon's on the phone with us right now. Share your story in a brief amount of time, please, Gordon, that you'll be on the air with your wife, Betsy, on WWDBAM Rock and Roll Reveille.
Father, I'm a Vietnam veteran.
You got to speak louder, Gordon, louder. Bring the volume up, you can, Matthew.
Okay, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I served as a fire control officer on the AC-130 gunship from January 1972 to February 1973.
All right, and you're going to be our guest next week, and you wrote a book called Storm Rider, which is really a testimony of your life in the military in Vietnam and as a gunship navigator. So we're going to talk about that next week. I love you. We'll see you next week. And let's end the show with Tommy McCarthy's ending show, his outro show, when he was on WOGL.
You left me standing at the dance alone. You said that
Tommy, love you.
Thank you, Father. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of rock and roll, it's been great being on here with the rock and roll priest, Father Drucker. And for Billy Carlucci and all this cast of thousands today, I want to thank you all for coming in. And remember, in the words of a famous disc jockey in this area, keep on rocking, because you only rock once.
What a great show. We love you, Doc Sabicki. Everyone say, we love you, audience. We love you.
We love you. Listen to us every week.
Glad to have you here, folks.
God bless America.
Still be friends, you know I'll always